Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, and tonight we're going to be doing some readings with the pendulum charts. And how the pendulum charts work is you go through the charts, and each chart will identify and tell you each person's problem or programming, or has a lot to do with the emotional body, your life body, your mental body, the body that you can also deep program, which we use called sacred geometry in geotrans, and we use numbers to program the chakras. Any kind of energy blocks that may be in our body or in our chakras. Another thing I want to talk about is there is also herbal stuff that can actually help a lot of people. If you're into the herbal, these charts are really, really cool charts. They have a lot of charts into compatibility with relationships, personal motivation, who's involved charts, family lineage, what am I telling myself that has to do with programming, how to change my life, what is my family lineage, how are they involved, chakra measurement, light and color therapy, teeth and dental. So there's a lot of health stuff in these charts that could actually pinpoint to what's going on with your body or with your mental and your emotional body. So it's good to cover everything and find out what is the cause of the problem. And yes, I do believe that astrology can be very effective as well, because a lot of our body is connected to astrology. A lot of our body is connected to a lot of these spiritual things that could actually help our body. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take some callers. We have a lot of people on the line, so we're going to, we don't have a lot of time, so we're going to get through all the callers and get to many readings as we can. So let's start with the 856 area. You're on the air.
Hi.
856. Hi. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Laura, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
And how can we help you tonight?
I would like to know if you see me getting a new job and moving to North Carolina.
Okay, so let me go on. That would be underneath the career decision. And first thing that we want to look at is what motivates you into getting the job or the kind of job that you want to get. So we go into personal motivation. And let me see. You just want to know if you're going to get the job, right?
Well, yes, and if I'll be moving to North Carolina.
Okay. Says the move will be good because it went to purpose and direction. So it's telling you to follow your purpose and to follow the direction that you feel like you need to go. So you're in the right place at the right time. Says you also have money and financial success that is coming your way. That's a good sign. It's also saying that you have the drive to win. And that means that, you know, you are going to get what you want as long as you have the drive to win.
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
And it's looking really good. The percentage is very high. So it's about 70% probability, so that means you have about a 70% chance that you will get the job, and it's telling you to kind of follow your path down to where you feel like you need to go as far as the move. Timing is right, and it's also saying that you're going to be receiving some kind of synchronicities or signs to keep, you know, keep your awareness open to those signs of things that may appear to you, you know, such as a butterfly or a coin on the ground or a rainbow or different types of metaphors that may appear in your, that's what it's saying in the charts. It's saying a rainbow, a coin. And then it's also going to a book. Is that correct? It's a book.
A book?
Yeah, it's also saying, yeah, like a book that has to do with money.
A book that has to do with money.
A metaphysical book. Yeah. That's another sign that will come your way.
Okay. Any idea of the time frame involved?
Time frame?
Yeah, of when this will be happening.
Are you looking at months or weeks?
I was thinking, I'm hoping, I'm on a contract right now that ends in June. So I was hoping I would be moving in June or July.
June or July?
Yeah.
It'll be in June.
June. Okay, great.
In 3 weeks. You know, I just got an email from an old friend. I just wanted to read it to you. It's really interesting. And I haven't seen him it's been about 6 months since I read his card. And I just wanted to read you what he said here.
Okay, great.
Which I told him about this job. It was interesting. It says, he says, "Hey, not much, man. I just found out that I'll be in Chicago for a year, and then I will be in New Orleans after that. When I found out that I would be in Chicago short term, and then I started thinking about your prediction and how accurate your prediction was." And see, I haven't read him for 6 months, and I told him that he would be going to Chicago short term for about a year. And that's where he ended up being, was in Chicago.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Ah.
And it's been 6 months since I've read Arthur. And I just got the email, yeah, today.
So that's a sign probably for me, too.
And I don't even remember him. Because I get so many emails a day, you know. I get so many clients a day, I don't even remember my client. But it just brought back a memory when I predicted that, you know. So that's kind of like validation to you, to let you know that whatever I tell you to, you know, to try to write down some of the things that I have told you, so that way you go back and you say, oh, yeah, he was right about this, he was right about that. And then what I would like you to do, and I'd like everyone to do, is I would like you to go to Aranum.com is what I work on, and go to my page, which is Astromind, and go under to my tutorials and write some feedback about how accurate my readings are, because that helps my rate. And
I will definitely,
if more of a, to me, that's more of an energy exchange.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Rather. Yeah, because it helps you to. It helps me to bring clientele to me, and it's more of an energy exchange to me. So
do you see me having the money to make the move? In June, I'll have the money.
Yes, you will have the money.
Great. All right. Well, then I will definitely. And your website, it's on the is it on your on the Blog Talk Radio? Do you have your website there?
Yes, but go to arainam.com. Look under my name. There's a search there. If you go in, you don't have to be a member, but it's free to sign up. Click, type my name in, Astromind, and it will bring up my picture, and then on my tutorial, leave some feedback on, you know, like for things that have happened or things that you've seen or how accurate my readings are, and then that kind of helps to let people know if I do, you know.
Okay, I will. All right. And how do you spell? How do you spell Arainam? How do you spell it?
Arainam. O-R-A-N-U-M. Arainam.
O-R-A-N-U-M. Yes, I got it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
You too. Let's go to the next caller from the 561 area. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, this is Lena. How are you?
Good. How are you? And how can I help you tonight?
I'm supposed to be moving in with a friend probably within the next few weeks, if not months. I want to see what you see about this. When do you see us get along, or if I'm going to stay there long term, or it's just going to be a short term?
You want to know the short term?
I want to see if you think I'm going to be with her for a while, or it's just going to be short term.
Well, you've been with this person for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I know her.
I said you've stayed with this person for a while.
Stayed? What do you mean? No, I've never lived with her before. I've been friends with her, but I've never lived with her.
Okay. Because I see you staying there for a while.
For how long do you think it's going to be? A few years? A year or two?
Probably a year. Year or two, yeah.
I mean, do you think we're going to get along? Because she has, like, this bipolar going on, and I'm just like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal with her outburst.
Hello. Hello. I think we lost that caller. Let's go to the next caller from the 323 area. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kahira. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
And how can we help you tonight?
Well, yeah, I want to know what you see going on in my life. Have you seen me meeting anybody special, going on, or whatever you see around that?
Okay. Let me go into the emotional body chart. You just want to know what's going on with your love life?
Yeah, if I meet anybody special, so.
What's been going on that's negative?
I don't know. I'm just dating. I'm not in a relationship.
Has anything negative happened?
No.
Okay, so it just says beware of unresolved issues that are coming to surface.
Uh-huh.
Could be negative. Saying to trust in your higher self.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it's saying to listen to your intuition. Just says to stay away from anything negative for the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Put a lot of positive room and space between you two. Even if you wear like a crystal quartz or something when you're around each other.
I don't have anybody.
And it says your well-being will be assured with this person. Right now, it just shows that you're under confusion, and there's a lot of confusion around you.
Okay.
Are you pretty sensitive to things?
Yeah, I'm really sensitive, and I'm dating now, and that's confusing because I'm always trying to figure out, like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's saying things are going to look up for you.
Okay.
Right now, it just shows just a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of abandonment. A lot of self-control. Or a lot of control issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would be more sensitive, and there'd be a lot of confusion. Relationship troubles. Confusion with that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any anxiety or depression?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it is kind of nerve-wracking because, you know, you want to meet somebody and you're trying to determine if people are being honest and what you really want. And, like, it's just, I put a lot of pressure on myself, especially stressful.
Yeah. That's why it's showing unresolved issues from the past starting to pop up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm just trying to calm them down with my pendulum. I'm deprogramming it for you in your chakras. I'm reading your chakras is what I'm doing.
Okay.
Calming them down so that way things can go a lot smoother for you. And I'm going to use some sacred geometry. And the way it goes is like this, 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2. And then 9-2 is in your crown chakra. 6-5 is your heart chakra. 9-2 is the crown. And then 4-2 is the throat. 2-2 is the chest. And 4-4 is the stomach area. And that's why I'm just clearing it out. All the energy blocks of confusion. And go ahead and lock it in her belly button. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm just doing some energy work on you.
Thanks.
You'll probably feel a lot lighter now. Bring it up to 100%. There you go. Are we complete? Moving a lot faster. The pendulum,
yeah,
it was moving really slow.
Sorry.
It's moving a lot smoother now. Just it's moving quickly. That's the way we want it to. See, when it moves slow, then that means the chakras are going too slow in that in relationship in the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not allowing the energy of love to go into our heart chakra. That's because we've been hurt, you know.
Yeah.
See, now it's moving really quickly. Towards 100%. Do you have another question?
I do, because I'm also looking for a job, and I want to know what you see around that. Well, I have a job, but I want a job.
That's funny, because the next chart I went to, it flipped over to business decisions. Planning, or plan to what you want to do next. Do a lot of prayer and meditation. and organized, telling you to put everything in order with what you want to do, like if you have to write it down or whatever, so that all manifests for you.
Okay.
And then do a follow-up about every other day. So she did about every other day. Yeah, about every other day.
Okay.
And that will bring it up to what degree? 80%. That's what you want to do, is to really focus hard on what you want to co-create right now.
Okay.
And to organize. But, it does show you getting a new job. Is it going to be soon?
Okay.
Yep. Coming really soon. Coming up. The opportunity's coming.
Okay.
Just have a lot of planning.
Huh?
I hope that helped.
Yeah, it helped a lot. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I usually just do some deprogramming. It's usually what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So everything would go a lot smoother for you. And I use different codes that I use. It's called Geotran, and it's the sacred geometry is what I use. And I work with the chakras. So go ahead and leave me some feedback on arainum.com, and you can look under Astromind and just leave me some feedback how that helped you.
Arainum, R-A-A-R-A-N-U-M.
Yes. It's, let me see here. It's O-R-A-N-U-M. .com. Arainum.
Okay. Well, thanks again. Yeah, you really helped. That was spot on because, yeah.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Go to the next caller. From the 386 area, you're on the air.
Hi, Adrian. This is Sheena, and I'm calling from Florida. I was calling.
Hi, Sheena.
Hi. My question is, me and my daughter has been kind of unstable, living from place to place to place. Me and her father has been going back and forth because he lives in a three-bedroom house. We've been going back and forth with the possibility of me and my daughter coming to stay with him for a little while until I get on my feet. And I'm wondering, how do you see that going? If it's going to be, you know, something that, because I feel like the places that me and my daughter have been in a couple of months are just unsafe and just plain irritating. And this is supposed to be for something temporary. So I want to know, you know, how do you see this going? Or if you even see it happening.
Okay. So you just want to know if you're going to be moving or?
If I'm going to be staying with my daughter's, if we're going to be staying with my daughter's father. Because we talked about it, and we've been going back and forth and back and forth about it.